you were sat at a desk with this, what basically was a television screen, and you used what was called a light pen, and you actually used this to draw a line, or lines at 90 degrees to each other, and then put a radius on the corner. It was quite a move, because the company had, at that time, had invested an awful lot of money in CAD and CAD. Because of that investment, the company introduced shift working into the drawing office. There was some industrial action as a result of this, because they got us working shift work so that the company could, if I best remember, could maximise the cost, the outlay. And so back in those days, obviously, a lot of money to him buy all these CAD tubes. And for a period of time, I was actually one of those draftsmen working the shortest working week in Europe. We worked a 32.5-hour week, average 32.5-hour week. And this was over a six-week period, these hours worked out. Rather than having one draftsman sat at a CAD tube, say, from 8:30 in the morning till 5:00 at night, you could get two draftsmen on there from 6 till 2, you know, and then when you were off, the other guy came in from 2 till 10. So they were able to, I think the theory was, to get a bigger output from the CAD tube, because, you know, you had more draftsmen using it. We were using quite a number of subcontract draftsmen at the time as well. You know, it was a time of huge activity. You know, there were timescales to be met. So the company brought in subcontract draftsmen. Guys were coming up, say, from Bournemouth or down from Bristol or whatever, and helping us out. And there were, you know, they were there. It was primarily to get best use, best return out of your outlay.